Acts chapter number 3 tonight, if you have your Bibles. The book of Acts chapter number 3. What a blessing it's been to already be under the tabernacle tonight. Amen. What singing, choir? Thank you for the good singing. You can go ahead and stand tonight. We'll reverence the reading of God's Word together. I told Brother Johnny and Brother Bobby that's drove me down tonight. I said, boy, I need something to get me motivated. Well, that choir got me motivated. I was thinking about a cup of coffee, and we stopped over there at the convenience store, and they didn't have no coffee. And I thought, man, I'm going to have me something to get me going. I appreciate that choir, brother. What a blessing. I love congregational singing. And I love congregational praying. I love to get around the altar and pray. And I love to get together and sing. And what a blessing it is to be back at the Burke County Baptist Camp meeting this year. Amen. I appreciate Brother Charles. I sure do thank God for his faithfulness down through the years. And leaned over there and told Brother Bobby, I said, what a testimony Little Zirconia Missionary Baptist Church has. Just a little church, but the man of God that stayed there for 27 years knew something about the Holy Ghost. And no matter where Brother Raymond started in the Bible, he'd wind up on the Holy Ghost. They called him the Archbishop. Some of you old timers know what I'm talking about. The Archbishop. He'd get around you and he'd go, whew. You feel that arcing? Y'all know what I'm talking about? That Holy Ghost go to bearing witness. He'd say, you feel that? And boy, I'm telling you, he was a man that walked, thank God for his good memory tonight. A man that walked with God. And I appreciate all of these men of God here tonight. Thank you for being here. I know we're living in busy days, and all of you, good to see the tabernacle about full tonight. Good to see some faces I haven't seen in a while, and appreciate how the Lord allows us to come back together. Amen. I know you've had a good week. You've had a great man of God here the last couple of nights. We love Brother Finney. We have him down at our place. He's been a blessing to us in days gone by, and he's God's man. We appreciate him and love him. Acts chapter number 3 tonight, I want to begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour, at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Isn't that amazing? No therapy. No rehab. Immediately. I love that, don't you? I'm glad when the Lord does something, he does it immediately. The Bible said in verse number 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. You can be seated this evening. Peter and John, as their custom was, arrives at the temple at the time of evening sacrifices and prayers. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 53, the Bible said, "And we're continually in the temple praising and blessing God." In the previous chapter, in verse number 46, the Bible said, "And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." And so it was their custom to go to the temple and praise God and pray unto the Lord. Peter and John accessed the temple through the gate Beautiful. And it is at that gate that their regular routine is interrupted by a man making the best out of a bad situation. This man, according to Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 22, is above 40 years old. The Bible said in verse number 22 of Acts 4, "For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed." He is not a young man. He has been there a lengthy period of time. And he is there just making the best out of a bad situation. And this man has no name. He has no name in Scripture, only identified by his disability. Now I find that interesting that he is only referred to as the lame man. He's identified by that has disabled him. Isn't that dehumanizing when we identify people by their disability or that is affecting their lives? When we look at someone and we say, "That's that old drunk man over there," or that's that old doper over there, and we don't even give them enough dignity to say their name. And that is what is happening here in these verses of Scripture. This man has no name. He has only identity by his disability. Now it seems to me, as I begin to study these verses of Scripture, that this lame man is only lame from his knees down. The Bible said in verse number 7, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." So it seems to me, as I begin to study this passage of Scripture, that this man's lameness is confined to his knees down. Now, that says a lot. It says to me that, yes, he had a problem. He had a lameness in his body. But I need a good amen right here that his whole body wasn't lame. Yes, he had a lameness from his knees down, but thank God He had some mobility in the rest of his body. I could say it like this. He might not could walk, but thank God he could see. Amen. The Bible said in verse number 3, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple. It's just like us to want to major on that thing that's wrong in our life, and we overlook all the good that's in our life. I'm going to tell you, we do have some things that are bad in our life, but oh, I want to bless the name of the Lord for a minute. I do have some good things going for me tonight. I got some things that are not good, but at least I can see, and at least he can talk, and at least he can raise his hands. And God help us not to just see all the bad in our life. So that lameness is confined just to his knees down. Now these verses illustrate the last verse of chapter number 2. The Bible said in verse number 47 of the previous chapter, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so these verses are illustrating the last verse of the previous chapter. And you do not find the Holy Spirit mentioned in these verses of Scripture that I read tonight. But aren't you glad you may not see him mentioned, but he is there working in this man's life. He's not only working in this lame man's life, but he's working in Peter and John's life. And you may not see him working in your life, but amen, you ought to thank God he is working in your life. I want to say I wouldn't be here tonight if the Holy Ghost wasn't working in my life, and you wouldn't be here tonight if he wasn't working in yours, bringing things together in our life. Peter and John coming at the right time. I'm telling you, the very providence of God working on both sides, putting this together. I praise the Lord tonight that we're not just feeling our way through this life. No, no, friend, I'm thankful for that guide of the Holy Ghost guiding our lives, putting us where we need to be. I'm talking about positioning us at the right place at the right time. Does anybody want to thank God tonight for that night the Holy Ghost, amen, put you in the right place at the right time and added you unto the church of the living God. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is not mentioned by name. But oh, I see him working. Oh, just like he does in my life. I'm telling you, I see him every day working in my life. And the lame man wasn't looking for these disciples, and the disciples wasn't really looking for the lame man. But there was somebody that was working things out in between them two, bringing things. I could run down memory lane and say a few things, but I'm going to hasten along. You know how the Lord puts things together in our lives. Now I want to emphasize tonight three things out of this text, and I hope they'll be a blessing to you. I want to say something tonight out of these verses of Scripture that is mysterious to me. There is something mysterious in this lame man's life. What I mean by that is, and this word mysterious means difficult to understand. I'm preaching to people tonight that knows what it is to have things happen in your life that are difficult to understand. The Bible says, now stay with me now, the Bible said in verse number 2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb. So we understand here what is wrong with this man, but we do not understand why this man is lame from his mother's womb. Isn't that the question in life? That three-letter word, why? Why? We always say this, and we was talking about it coming up the road. I have a cousin, just a young lady in her mid-40s, and she's got two children, and she's eat up with cancer, and they've called hospice in. And I was talking to my mom today, and she said, "Don't look like it's going to turn out good for Lisa. Looks like she don't have long to live." And you know what? We always want to know, why does bad things happen to good people? And I don't understand that, do you? I don't understand why bad things happen to good people, but yet I'm still trying to figure out, why does good things happen to bad people? Because you're looking at a bad person tonight that had some good things happen in my life. Amen. I don't understand all the bad, but I sure do thank God for the good that's happened in my life. Now, I think about this man. I think about this mystery that surrounds his life as to why he was lame from his mother's womb. Do you know that this lameness could have been a result of something somebody else had done? It could have been the result of something that his mother did, or could have been something that she had maybe took, or some way that she may have lived, she may have failed, and could have injured him. And this lameness comes out of such a dark place. One of the darkest places where there is no light. Come out of the womb. He was lame from birth. It come out of a very dark place. And there's a lot of people that knows what it is to be hurt, and to be in some dark places, and to be hurt, and to be lame, and to be injured. And this lame man is lame from his mother's womb. And I'd say this about this mysterious thing that is surrounding this lame man's life, is that it is all that he has ever known. This lame man never knowed anything about walking. I really don't know which is worse, to have walked and become lame, or to have been lame and never have walked. But this is all he's ever known. He has known nothing no more. And there's a lot of people tonight that's all that they have ever known is hurt and lameness and injury. And brother and sister, when that happens, it becomes natural. You don't expect nothing else. And so I think about this lame man, and I think about how mysterious his lameness is. And then I thought, not only there is something mysterious around this lame man, but there is something also monotonous in this lame man's life. Now, that word monotonous means lacking in variation. There's something happening, and it is of a repetitive source. The Bible says in verse number 2, "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily." Do you see how this is something that's happening over and over, and there is no variation in his life? I don't like that, do you? I like for things to be a little bit different every once in a while. How about when you go down to the house of God? Don't you like for something to happen on a different scale, on a different level, We sing that song, Ascend the Rain. I'm tired of the same old. Well, brother and sister, I get tired of it. I get tired of going to church and leaving church, and there is no difference. I like to go down to the house of God, and the Lord comes by, just messes up all their plans. I mean, we may not have it wrote down, but we got a schedule, or somehow we got some kind of plan we go by. I like it when the Lord shows up, and that goes out the window. And it's different. This man's life has become very monotonous. The Bible says daily he was waiting on someone to come get him. He was just, he would get up every morning and it would be the same thing, one thing right after another. Since I've been here last, we've all experienced COVID and went through that. And how many of you remember going through that lockdown when they said you can't go out, and it seemed like you were going through the same thing over and over, and every day looked the same. During that time, I'd say to my wife, what is today? You know why? What does it matter? What day is it? It really doesn't matter. If every day looks the same, what does it matter what day it is? It doesn't matter if it's the same over and over. And it happens in our ministries. Men, listen to me tonight. I'm telling you, I don't like it to get just lacking in variation. I like it when things are changing and things are moving in my ministry. It can happen in a marriage. Good morning. Goodbye. Good night. Good morning, goodbye, good night. That don't lead to much excitement. You remember back in the virus, it just seemed so monotonous. Seemed like it was over and over, and it seemed like one day looked just like the previous day. This man has no change; it's lacking in variation in his life. Get up and get ready and wait for somebody to come get him. Get up and get ready and wait for somebody to come get him and take him to the same place, the same time. Said it's maybe even the same people. There's something monotonous. And the Bible says about the place that they lay this man, the Bible said it is at a gate. There they laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. You know what that gate is? That gate is a place of entering. It is a place of exiting. And he's doing neither of them. He's stuck. And you know what he's doing? He's watching everybody else do what he only wished he could do. Think about how hard that must be. They set him at a place of entering and exiting, and he's not doing either one of them, and he's having to watch people do exactly what he only wished he could do. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that's hard, isn't it? That's hard to watch other people do things that you only wish you could do. It's hard to be excited for somebody when they're doing something that you only wish you could do. So it's got very monotonous, and there's something surrounding this man's life that is mysterious. I can't tell you why this man was born lame. And there's something monotonous. But I want to emphasize some things tonight. There is something also in this lame man's life that is miraculous. I love that, don't you? I'm glad that we serve a God that can still work miracles. Amen. You say, preacher, I tell you what, I've been asking God why about some things in my life, and And preacher, you're right. There's been a lot of things going on that's lacking in variation. Well, I got good news tonight. It don't have to remain that way. I'm glad we serve a God, hallelujah, that's able to work a miracle in our lives. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Please leave me alone. I still believe God's able. I still believe God has the power to work miracles in our lives. There is something miraculous that happened in this man's life. I know that he was laid, but I'm glad that he didn't stay that way. You know what it took for this man to experience this miracle? It took some special people in his life. Hallelujah. You and I tonight ought to thank God for those special people that God has put in our lives. The Bible says there in verse number 2, and I don't know who they were, but I thank God for they tonight. The Bible said they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. There was somebody that didn't have to be recognized. There was somebody that didn't have to be identified, but somebody that took the initiative to come by where this man was and help him out when he needed it the most. And you and I tonight ought to thank God that God put special people in your life to help you out as we make our way through this world. It might be a mama and it might be a daddy that has been very instrumental in your life. It might be an old man of God like Brother Charles that has been instrumental. You ought to thank God for these men of God. Amen, that God's put in your life. I'm telling you, the Lord knows how to put special people in your life. They come by, the Bible says, daily. They come by and the Bible says that they laid him, a certain man. This is not an easy task. This man is above 40 years old. And daily they come by and they pick this man up. And the Bible says they laid him at the gate. Thank God for them special people. Now think about these two, Peter and John. How much more of a contrast can you get? You got Peter, that's that one that's very bold. And then you got John, that's that one that leaned on the bosom of the Lord Jesus. And they're so different in their personalities. But God knows how to use different people to work in your life and to work in my life. These special people. The Bible says they not only laid him in verse number 2, but here is Peter and John and they are lifting him. The Bible said, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Hallelujah. Thank God for all them people that have come by every once in a while and they didn't come by to kick you while you're down. That's easy to do, isn't it? But thank God for those that wants to lift you up. Amen. Like this good choir done tonight. They lifted me up. Praise God. Somebody that'll preach a message that'll lift me up. Thank God for a Sunday school teacher that'll study and teach me a lesson that'll get me out of the place where I'm at. God's putting special people in your life. Never overlook those people that's helped you down life's journey. Don't forget about them. I like to call them every once in a while and touch base with them and let them know I love them and I appreciate them because God put special people in your life that contributed to this miracle. And there's not only some special people, but the Bible talks about this specific place Verse number 8, the Bible said, "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." Boy, you see where he's a-going. Soon as he gets on his feet, he's a-wanting to get into the temple. Hallelujah! He's a-wanting to get into that place where there's help at. Hallelujah! There ain't nothing like getting to where there's help, like getting down to where the house of God is, like getting down to the town meeting where there's help at. Thank God for them special people. Thank God for them specific places. That's helped us in our life. The Bible says, "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." Can you only imagine at this place where these people are going in and out, and there's a mass amount of people there. A lot of people has walked by him and never even looked his way. But God in his providence allows Peter and John's eyes to fasten upon his eyes. And that miracle begins to take place. And the Bible says that they took him by the right hand. Now, I've always tried to understand this, Brother Charles. The Bible said they took him by the right hand. That ain't what's broke. He's got problems in his ankle bones, and his problem is in his legs. But the Bible said, now watch it. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And we lose it right there. And a lot of times we say, "Thank God." And we just leave what happens next. And we would think that after he said that he got up and began to walk. But that ain't what happened. You know what Peter had to do? Peter had to reach out that hand. And the Bible said he took him by the hand. That ain't what's broke, is it? There ain't nothing wrong with the hand, right? You know what God's going to do? He's going to take something that's working. Listen to me. Ain't nothing wrong with the hand. God's going to take something that's working to get to something that ain't working. Hey man, I don't know if you got it yet, but I'm glad the Lord took something one night that was working. Old-fashioned preaching is still working. Amen. Praising God is still working. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Amen. It don't need to be fixed. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But God takes that and he'll use it to work through it and to touch what's broken in our lives. And aren't you glad that night when you was lost and on your way to hell, he took some old man of God preaching or somebody singing and it was working real good and he used it to reach what's broken in your life. He didn't go over there and touch his ankle bones. No, he worked through that was already working well. Boy, the Lord is still using things. Count meeting is still working in this day and hour, isn't it? Count meeting is still working. I mean, it's good. It's good that we're here. But thank God to see these younger ones get in this choir, the next generation following in our footsteps. Listen, it works. We would have thought when he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up," that he would have sprung up. But it took Peter stretching out his hand. And God was working through Peter, working through that was already working to get what was not working in his life. And the Bible said it happened, ooh, I love this, immediately. You can't even have surgery and do what this man done. Amen. Amen. You're going to have some kind of recovery. Amen. Some kind of rehab. But this man received this miracle, and immediately he begins to do something that only God could allow happen in his life. He's a leaping, thank God, and he's a praising God. Oh my. And can I say this? He didn't have to go to some class to find out how to do it either, brother. Would y'all not agree with me that praising God just comes natural to the child of God? Amen. Nobody had to teach me how to worship. Nobody had to teach me how to praise God. It's just something God puts in his children. And he's a leaping. And he's a praising God. And Brother Charles, all the people are looking at him like, what is he doing? What's going on with him? Do you know what he's doing? He is leaping and he is walking and he is praising God. And he's doing that, and they should be doing that. But they have took what they're able to do for granted for so long. They done got past that. And this man just received strength. And that's why we don't understand when a new convert gets in and we wonder, my God, what they so excited about. They're excited about the same thing we ought to be excited about. But we done got accustomed to salvation and we have forgot about where we were and what we was in and all that God has done for us now. God, take me back down memory lane and let me remember what I was and where I was headed, and I want to rejoice for what he's done in my life. What did he do? He started out. The Bible says that he started out doing what? Begging. You know what he is doing? Alms. You know what he was wanting? Listen to this now. You know what he was wanting in his life at the beginning of that chapter? He was wanting some change. Put a little change in here. And he didn't really know it. He was asking for this kind of change. And he was about to get a real change. He started out begging for change, and guess what he got? He got a change. Aren't you glad tonight? You've been changed. I'm glad I'm not the same man I used to be. I'm glad I'm not going in the same direction I used to go. I'm glad I've been changed. By the good grace, I say hallelujah for the change that's happened in my life. Oh. Begging for change. And guess what happens? He receives a change, but not like he was asking for. And the Bible said that he began to, now watch this now, he began to leap and walk and praise God. And he's at that gate. He's at that gate called Beautiful. And everybody that walked by that gate, Brother Charles, they went, wow, look at that gate. Isn't that beautiful? But they're not looking at that gate no more. They're looking at this gate. Huh? You ever heard somebody say, boy, he's got a gate just like his daddy? They're not saying he's got a place of entering. It said he walks like his daddy. And they're not looking at the G-A-T-E no more. They're looking at the G-A-I-T. They're watching his gate. They say, my God, I can't believe that's him. I can't believe that's him, but it's him. Hell, what happened to him? I'm telling you, he had a miracle work in his life. Oh my, aren't you glad, praise God, that the same God that worked a miracle in this lame man's life is the same God that can work a miracle in your life. He can change things around. Oh yes, you say, preacher, there's been some questions as to why in my life. I don't understand why, but God has all the answers. And things may have gotten very monotonous. It seems like there's no lacking. And what I'm seeing more and more in this day, you men see it too, is men resigning, quitting, going back to work, giving up the ministry. And that all has to do with a lot of monotonous, same old thing, never seeing no growth, never seeing no change. And I get tired of that, don't you? Boy, I want to see something happen. Wouldn't it be good? And I know the camp meeting's way, well underway, but wouldn't it be good if we saw something around here that was just extraordinary? I'm not talking about something that's not biblical. I'm talking about something the Holy Ghost allows us to get in on. Wouldn't it be good if we left here saying, I ain't never seen it like this before. My God, it's been strange around here. It's been different around here. That's what I want to see when I go to the house of God. There's some of you tonight that needs God to work a miracle. And the same one that worked a miracle in this lame man's life, it's the same one that can work a miracle in your life tonight. Let's stand all over the building. Brother Charles is coming. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. You need to come and do business with the Lord. God bless you, preacher.